This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 16th of June. Nottinghamshire stretched their winning run to six games in Group A of the Yorkshire Bank 40 as they defeated 2012 finalist Warwickshire at Trent Bridge. Simon Patel had unbeaten 129 off 123 balls as the Outlaws overhauled the Bears 238 for 7 with 5 balls to spare. Warwickshire had been helped to that total by half-century from Tim Ambrose and Darren Maddy, who built on a second wicket partnership of 65. Been Rowan Chopper and Jim Trouton. A depleted Northamptonshire moved up to second courtesy of a surprise win over Sussex at Arundel. They rested three senior players but still won easily by 63 runs in a match that was reduced to 39 overs a side. Alex Wakeley hit 69 and Ben Duckett a runner ball 47 as they posted a modest 191 for 6. Sussex spinners Michael Yardy, Chris Nash and Will Beer were the picks of the host attack. However, Northamptonshire's bowling star was the familiar figure of seamer Stephen Crook. He took 4 for 26, had Sussex 1 for 3 and 7 for 4 early on, with help from David Willey. They rallied thanks to a stand of 74 between Yardy and Ben Brown, but Mohammed Azharullah mopped up the tail and they were dismissed for 128. Netherlands got off the mark in the competition in an 18-over game against Worcestershire. 2 wickets each for Peter Silla and Vivian Kingmer helped to strip Capers to 90 for 6, as Tilan Samuel batted through the innings in making 47. The Dutch then reached that target in the 16th over, thanks to cameos from Tom Cooper and Dan Van Bonger. Durham hammered Scotland at Chesterfield Street to top Group B. They knocked off their target of 92 in just 12.5 overs, and for the loss of 3 wickets. The Saltires had begun relatively well after being asked to bat, as Tom Latham and Richie Barrington added 30 for the second wicket. However, they were bowled out for only 91, as Graham Onion struck 3 times, including removing captain Preston Monson and Monib Iqbal with successive deliveries. Paul Collingwood then helped wrap up the innings, then with 3 for 5 from 9 deliveries. Essex were knocked down to second after losing heavily to Lancashire at Chelmsford for the second time in a week. They collapsed from 112 for 2 following Hamish Wilson's departure for 63 to be all out for 166. Glenn Chappell and Kabir Ali each picked up 3 wickets, while there were 2 apiece for Tom Smith and Stephen Parry. Earlier, Simon Katic hit a runner ball 60 to help the visitors post 230 for 8 from their 40 overs. Gloucestershire are second in Group C for their comfortable win over a young Yorkshire side at Bristol. Chris Dent and Hamish Marshall lit up the home side's innings, but it had been reduced to 27 overs by rain. The pair shared 58 and 6 overs for the second wicket, after opens Marshall and Michael Klinger had a 52 and 7 overs. There were then further contributions from Ian Cobain and Benny Howell, as Gloucestershire ended on 229 for 6. Dan Hodgson then hit a fluent 76 off 55 balls at the start of the Yorkshire run chase, but there was little else of note, as David Payne took 4 wickets, and they were all out for 193. And Somerset topped Group C following their 5 wicket win over Leicestershire in a 25-over game. The Foxes suffered an appalling start, and were reduced to 22 for 4 and 49 for 7, so Alfonso Thomas took an early brace of wickets, and Craig Mesher returned the scarcely believable figures, 5 overs, 3 maidens, 4 wickets for 5 runs. Michael Thornley hauled them up to 124 with an unbeaten 31 ball 49, but it was never likely to be enough. Craig Keysford hit 50 off 44 balls in his first innings returning from injury, as Somerset won with 21 balls to spare.